You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Americans are carrying a lot of credit card debt. The Federal Reserve says as a country, we owe more than $1 trillion on our cards. Here in Wisconsin, we're holding on to some of the lowest credit card debt in the country, according to a state-by-state study published by chamberofcommerce.org. Still a decent amount, though, just over $6,700 per person. So what are the best ways to manage that kind of credit card debt? Peggy Olive is a financial capability specialist with the UW School of Human Ecology's Center for Financial Security and the UW-Madison Division of Extension. Peggy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob, and for focusing our attention on credit.
Yeah, we had this number from the Chamber of Commerce, about $6,700 per person in Wisconsin. That's an average, though. I imagine that could be zero for some people and lots more than that for others. What do we know about how our credit card debt shapes up here in the state?
You're absolutely right that, you know, it's a round number, but it's not going to apply to everyone. So we know half of all people who have a credit card pay off that entire balance every month. So even if it is about $6,000, it's, you know, going to be paid off. But then the other half of individuals, between those, maybe a quarter would carry a balance a few months out of the year, and then a quarter report that they regularly carry a balance. So, you know, definitely there's different ways people handle that credit card debt.
Talk about that last quarter you just mentioned. People are carrying a steady debt on their credit card. What do we know about them and their financial situation?
Oh, sure. So looking at some reports and studies that look at individuals who do carry over credit card debt, I mean, typically they're individuals who have less money, less resources to put towards that debt. So they're typically younger, lower income, lower educational levels, and also African American and Hispanic households. And those same individuals also report that, you know, they feel like they have too much debt. So they are very interested in different ways to tackle that debt, too.
So it might be people who don't have the cash flow from month to month and rely on credit card debt in part to make their basic ends meet.
Yes, absolutely. And I've never met anyone who is so excited to get that first credit card and says, yeah, I can't wait to carry over that balance. And I mean, usually people have the best of intentions. They want to build up their credit. They're just going to use it for convenience. And then, you know, something happens. Income might be up and down or big expenses. And then all of a sudden, the debt starts to snowball and grow.
And talk about credit card debt in particular. What are the interest rates like compared to the other kinds of debt we might have?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, credit card debt is starting to go up. And when we saw it dip a bit after the Great Recession, maybe the average was about 12%. And now credit card debt is maybe averaging about 17-18%. And so you can compare that to much lower rates of interest that are being charged on maybe a federal student loan where you're looking at 5 or 6%. And then also, you know, those interest rates, whether it's for your car or for your home, that's really going to be dependent on your credit score, too. So you could get, you know, that 5 or 6% interest rate looking at a car, or you could be looking at 12% interest rate on a car.
And so for that group, we're mainly talking about here the people who are in that financial situation, a little more perilous, they're likely to be paying a higher interest rate on that credit card because that's the best they can get. Am I guessing right on that?
You know, there's some behaviors that people, even if they don't pay off their credit card every month, there's some behaviors that are going to also affect your credit score. For example, if you're an individual who just pays the minimum on your credit card bill every single month, that's going to lower your credit score. But if you're an individual who maybe is rolling over a balance, but maybe you're paying twice as much as the minimum, or you're paying like a good chunk, but maybe not the whole balance, that's going to help raise your score. So it even depends how you cover or how you handle that rolling over debt.
Peggy Olive is with us from the UW School of Human Ecology, looking at credit card debt in Wisconsin and what to do about it if you have it. So, Peggy, let's dig deeper into the strategies now for someone who's out there saying, okay, yeah, that's me. I have a lot of credit card debt. I want to get it under control. I want to boost my credit rating so maybe I get better interest rates in the future. What are some of the first steps they can take to get this under control?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say a great first step is to look at your own individual spending and come up with a budget, especially if you're either interested in not putting any more no debt on a credit card, or if you're interested in paying off a credit card, first off, you have to know how much it costs just to meet your basic needs. And then hopefully when you have those basic needs covered, you can see how much money you can squeak out of your budget to, you know, put towards that credit card debt to start paying that off. So even just having a good handle on, you know, how much money is coming in and going out is a great place to start.
Okay, now we've got our budget in place and we're thinking, okay, we want to find room to start hopefully paying down some of that credit card debt. How do we fit that in without, you know, giving up on those basic necessities?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy because typically people got into credit card debt if something happened or something broke or the income's a little bit lower. So the challenge is that not only are you going to have to rein back your spending if you're used to relying on that credit, but you also have to come up with that extra money to find a way to pay off the credit card debt. So really, it's looking over your budget. Some of those expenses are going to be just set, and that's how they are, you know, the car payment, the rent, the mortgage. But then it's looking at other creative strategies that you can use for maybe it's entertainment. Maybe you're going to have a potluck with friends over instead of going out to meet them for dinner one night. So even just looking at those small ways to approach your budget and those spending habits. And nothing has to be forever, so even if you try something or have kind of a month where you've scaled back, that's going to give you a great jump start on finding that little bit of extra money.
Now, for someone who's at the start of their, I guess we could call it credit career, they want to have a credit card, they want to use it, they want to start establishing credit. They don't want to be in that situation where they've put too much on the credit card. What are some, I guess, warnings you'd give people to not let that get out of control?
Sure. So if you have just gone out and you have your first credit card, you know, congratulations for getting in there and using credit as a tool to build your credit history and get a credit score. And with every credit card, there's a limit on your spending, so your spending limit. Maybe it's $500 or $1,000. And if you really want to raise your credit score and really develop your credit history, the recommendation is to not use more than 5% of that credit limit. So, you know, if you have a $1,000 credit limit, you really don't want to be charging more than, you know, a tank of gas or so during the month. If you just want to maintain your credit score, not using more than 30%, 25 to 30% of your credit limit. So many times people get their credit limit, they say, oh, you know, woohoo, I can spend $500 on my credit limit. But the closer you get to that limit, the more it's going to lower your score.
Let's talk about how many credit cards. It's not like before the Great Recession where, you know, half my mail was a credit card offer, but it's hard to go shopping at a lot of stores without them trying to get you to get their credit card. I know airlines are trying to sell credit cards to people while they're on their plane. When should we sign up for a credit card? When shouldn't we add another one?
Well, even thinking about, you know, credit as a tool and what do you need to build up your credit history, you know, thinking about if you're going to be wanting to show positive credit payments to get that car or looking at a mortgage in the future. So, you know, if you're the person that pays off your credit card in full every month, then maybe the interest rate doesn't concern you so much, and maybe you want to look for a good rewards program, you know, whether it's a cash back or those flight mileage that maybe if you're flying around a lot. But if you're not sure, if you think you might be rolling over that credit card debt from month to month, then look for something with a lower interest rate. I mean, so really knowing yourself, being honest with how you're going to use it to find a card that fits best for you.
Peggy, are there resources out there for people who want to do some of the things you've been talking about, budgeting or other credit-related resources people can turn to maybe online?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I have to put a plug in for some of the University of Wisconsin Extension resources. We have a free credit report campaign. We have a Money Matters module, and I can certainly share the website, but for people who are interested, it's at fyi.extension.wisc.edu/money. So even just Googling like extension and money, they'd find some great information about use of credit cards, credit reports, credit scores, how to get your own credit history, your credit report. So some great resources.
Big picture, what kind of trends are you watching for in the credit card world?
I do keep an eye on the credit card payment delinquencies. I mean, we know they're going up a little bit. They're nothing like they were, you know, during the Great Recession, but we know they're up a little bit. So even just keeping an eye on that. And I guess just when we talk with people, when we're working with people, just really encouraging people to have that emergency fund so that if something does happen or, you know, that next recession, that they don't have to rely on credit, that they can also have some of their own emergency savings that they can tap into.
Peggy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That's Peggy Olive, Financial Capability Specialist with UW-Madison and UW-Madison's Division of Extension. We talked to her about credit card debt facing people in Wisconsin and ways to get it under control.